educators from the Cornell Cooperative Extension Associations in Columbia, Greene, Dutchess, Orange, and Putnam counties have been teaching flood preparedness to officials and landowners in 37 Hudson Valley municipalities. Sharna Allred is a social scientist who is directing the program's municipal needs assessment.
Part of the challenge is how do you plan and work on infrastructure within the community, including stream management, to be more resilient and prepared for these kind of events in the future. What I've been doing is leading a team that wanted to start by finding out what local governments are struggling with when it comes to flood resiliency and flood preparation, including proper flood stream management. We developed an interview guide that would really help us understand where they were coming from in terms of their vulnerabilities.
The team incorporates local knowledge of how streams work into understanding stream dynamics and have taken an active role in post-flood stream repair, helping communities adapt to climate change while striving to improve the long-term health of the ecosystem.
Most municipal officials said that they have noticed an increase in the number and intensity of extreme weather events in their communities. The barriers that they identified were lack of funding, and others were struggling with lack of knowledge or local political or public support for doing this kind of flood adaptation work. And so it's important to engage the community in planning and the planning process for floods.
Liz Lojudis is an extension educator at Cornell Cooperative Extension's Agroforestry Resource Center.
We also have conducted a variety of educational programs, including a training for highway personnel called the Post-Flood Stream Intervention Training, in which there was a classroom session and a field session here in Greene County, in which highway personnel learned about streams and how streams are dynamic systems that respond to disturbance, both human and flood-created disturbance, and how the highway personnel can then clear damage to the streams without doing further damage.
The project has launched a seminar series, which began Thursday at Sand Lake Town Hall, with a focus on dams and flooding. The next seminar is Wednesday, October 16th at the Rensselaerville Town Hall, which will cover headwaters, flood hazards, and habitats.
A lot of what we're finding is that folks are coming around to this idea of extreme precipitation events and climate change.
Carolyn Clocker, a senior water resource educator at Cornell Cooperative Extension in Dutchess County, says many people have questions and seek information about flood insurance and the National Flood Insurance Program.
The problem is that the premiums are going to be increasing because a lot of the premiums have been subsidized up until this point. And after Hurricane Irene and Lee and then Sandy, the flood insurance program is losing a lot of money. Because they're not charging the actual cost for the risk of flooding to people's homes. And so in order to make up that deficit and actually have the program be financially sound, they're going to start charging people who have flood insurance actual rates for the risk of their property potentially flooding.
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's Hudson River Estuary Program has issued 12 grants worth a combined $564,000 for water resiliency projects throughout the state. The funding became available after Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee both rocked the region in 2011. The DEC is working in partnership with the nonprofit New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission on the grant program. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.